All right, Justin, what happened here? What did the judge say? And what do you think about what Julie Foudy said? I mean, it sounds like a deal where, you know, things were collectively bargained, negotiated, and they didn't cover their bases at the front end.
Yeah, so what happened was part of the case was effectively dismissed, called summary judgment. It's different than a dismissal because the judge is allowed to consider the evidence that would come in at trial. And the standard is no reasonable juror could find in your favor. In essence, wow, if a jury found in your favor, I would be legally required to overturn it.
Huh.
And so it's a very high standard. But in this case, he didn't agree. The judge did not throw out all of the claims. He threw out the wage claim, but there are other claims that survive, which is disparity in travel costs, disparity in hotel, airfare, accommodation. Okay, so we have the wage claim, which is we're paid less than the men for the same work. It's a Title IX claim. So it's a federal claim brought on the basis that you've discriminated in your wages against women, which is illegal, right? And gives you a right to a civil remedy, so you can bring a civil suit on behalf of, they did, on behalf of a class of individuals in order to recover. Their claim was for $66 million for back wages, and create an injunction moving forward about what that pay structure must be. And then they also brought a claim on disparity of treatment, discrimination based on how the different accommodations were for men, the airlines, the hotels, the restaurants, all those different things as compared to the women. The judge allowed the latter to continue on to trial, which if it goes to trial would be in June, assuming the courts are having trials at that time. But throughout the other section. Now, there is no doubt that on a per-game basis, women were paid, well, there is a little bit of doubt, but in recent memory, they have a claim that on a per-game basis, we get paid less than men, and therefore we have a Title IX claim. But one of the exceptions, one of the basis to look outside of the strict numbers in the eyes of the court through the jurisprudence is collectively bargained agreement. Courts do not want to get into questioning contracts that were collectively bargained. They hate to do it. And for good reason, because once they start doing that, then there's less certainty in the collective bargaining process that whatever is agreed upon will actually come into play. What you'll end up doing is you'll have sides that will negotiate and say, Yeah, we'll agree to that term, but we think it's illegal. We'll just challenge that after the fact, so we'll end up with what we want. So just go ahead and agree to it. And you don't want to encourage that type of negotiation. You want a full, fair negotiation. So what did the judge find that made him say, not only do I not want to touch these because they're collectively bargained, but I think this rises to the level of summary judgment. I can't allow this to go to the jury. Two things. One, he bought the argument from USA Soccer that says, if you look over the period of the last 5 years, if you incorporate bonuses and plays and you average out the per-game payment to women and the per-game payment to men, it is almost identical. It's about $223,000 to $222,000 per game and per person. And that is, with the women being slightly higher. The women disagree with that assessment, but the judge bought it. But the most important aspect of it was, through the collective bargaining process, the men's team chose to go higher on bonuses, lower on guarantee. And so when they win and they get the bonuses, they will make more, where the women chose to go for a lower bonus structure with a higher guarantee. And so he's saying those two things aren't necessarily inequitable. It's what you wanted. And then I think the most damning fact of it all and why ultimately the judge did it is they brought in the negotiation process and the offers back and forth. And apparently there is evidence that the women were offered the exact same deal of the men and they declined it.